Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight, Open Mic. Welcome, everybody. The program where you can choose your own topic. And we're hoping to get the phones open a little bit. You know, it's really horrible when this country sends billions and billions of dollars over to other countries when we here don't even have the right, millions of us don't even have the right to read a sign or to know where we are, to find a bus stop. I mean, there's so much here that needs to be addressed. And I'm not against helping other people, believe me. I think we should help. But first, we should address the problem that's going on here in our own country. I think that one of the things that the former president, one of the ideas he had, I don't know how much he implemented it, but was to get these other countries' leaders provide for their own. That's really what should be happening, you know, diplomatically. Get them to provide what's lacking in the other countries. Now, we have so much here. I mean, you take the homeless. You take these horrible nursing homes. You take the joblessness of people who are disabled, especially. And, you know, the plain out-and-out equality that we don't have when you're disabled. There was a lawyer the other day who made a statement regarding the woman who was discriminated against us at Walmart, and he said, I don't know if it was he or she, I forget, but the lawyer said that there's a pattern here, a definite pattern of what of discrimination, you know, of what's going on, and that lawyer is so right. We see it all the time. It is a pattern. It's a pattern on the behalf of the companies, the government, and the agencies. How can you begin to say that we have a safe country for the disabled when you don't even have a law to protect a blind person who's denied a guide dog? I mean, that should be number one. Your eyes are number one in with safety. Just ask anybody. It's a rule in life, you know, in law. If your eyes are injured, that's the highest price that they can put on a body part, the eyes. And we don't even have a law to protect people who are denied that safety. So how can you begin to worry about other countries? Not that you shouldn't help them. Don't get me wrong. But first, set the example over here. You know, make everything accessible. And I mean everything. That's how the United States could help other countries. Say, look at us. You want to see how it's done? Look at us. We can't say that now about this country.
No.
Because millions of people are being railroaded into nursing homes.
That's
millions
sure.
of people are not protected by the law when denied a service dog. The money is not being used right. big salaries are being paid to many of these agency heads, and the people who need help can't get it. So it's really hypocrisy to go and try and help other countries when you don't have the example set here in this country. And we need,
you know what's worse? Sorry.
We need a president who's going to step up and make sure that it's being done. I mean, you have an Americans with Disabilities Act without enforcement. You know, you take one thing that yours truly has been fighting for. I live in this neighborhood now for what? 3-4 years.
Yeah, at least.
Not even a traffic light that a guy like me can read.
It's true.
Just take that one thing right there. And that is part of the pattern that lawyer spoke of when they said that what Walmart did to that disabled woman is a pattern. It's true. Look at everything else.
It's like it's okay.
One thing follows another.
It's like, oh, they're just disabled.
What?
It's okay. It's like they're just disabled. It's okay. We could do this to them. They're just disabled. And that's what the whole mentality is. It's terrible.
Yeah, because we're not protected. Because they created a half-ass law that doesn't protect us. You know? And when you go and point this out to these politicians, they sit around and make excuses.
Instead of seeing...
That makes it worse.
Yeah, it's true. Instead of seeing the talent of the disabled person, they see the disability and they say, they stop right at that. That's the problem, right there. You should concentrate on the talent and give them everything that they could master that
concentrate
talent.
Concentrate on what?
The talent. There might be something that person
is talented.
No,
no, no. You should concentrate on the person. Not everybody has talent. The person.
No,
the person.
Yeah, each person is different.
Each person is different, but each person should have the same equality.
That's true. But what I'm saying is
that's what you need to concentrate on.
I'll give you another example, what I meant by that when I said talent. There's somebody that we both know. She is, nonverbal, autistic person. But she's very talented in painting. Why can't the government help her with her painting and promote her? They don't. They really don't. You know?
Well,
so,
the agencies should do more.
Should. Yeah, they should.
But that person should be equal.
That's right. That's right. Okay. She might be nonverbal, but how do you know that inside there... I'm sorry. Continue.
It doesn't matter what you put out there. If a person is not equal, it's not going to work.
That's true.
It's going to be there, and it's window dressing.
It is window dressing,
but
they also have to be equal. Yes, I agree with you on equality. Okay, they have to have the tools, okay, to be able to be equal, and they don't have the tools.
Oh, yeah,
they
that's part
anything.
Of being equal.
That's
you've got to have the same... opportunities and tools that everybody else has.
But here's how it also works, and I noticed it with myself, and it may sound stupid what I'm saying, but it's the truth. They say, in the back of their mind, what does this person need? And you get that attitude. You feel the attitude from their voice, the intonation of their voice. Like, you have to settle for less just to, get the help that they're giving you. And that shouldn't be. You should settle for the
best. Because that lawyer was right who said that there's a pattern.
It is a pattern.
That's why you have that kind of thing, because you don't have a strict law that says, if you're going to continue in this behavior and so on and so forth, we're going to press charges against you.
Should be that way.
You know?
Yeah.
That's why
I
people
mean,
get away.
Here's
with a lot
what
of
the agency
do.
Mentality does. Okay? Now you got a social worker and you got these vocational counselors. Now don't get me wrong, some of them are very good. Okay? And some of them, you know, would actually bend over backwards and come and help you. But a lot of them, oh my Jesus Lord, I have to say this, they will not. They won't even, they'll just do it by the book, and they have to do it by the book. They have to call
their supervisor.
Well,
it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter what they do if you were equal.
Right. That's right.
That's the key.
Well, yes, that is the key. And what I want people to know what we mean by equality. Equality, to me, means amending the law and making it enforceable. That's what equality means.
It means
period.
That you should have everything that everybody else has.
That's right.
If a person comes to this country from a foreign land, all right, they learn to speak English. They're not disabled. They're fully able-bodied, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have everything they need as long as they can speak the language. We can't do that. We can't learn a language and all of a sudden we're equal.
I wish it was that easy. Really?
Yeah.
I wish it was that
There's
easy.
There's the answer.
Right. Now,
you know,
speaking
it's
about
as
the
that.
Language, now say, you know, we are a culture. We have within us a culture. And let me tell you, within that culture, they've made it where all the disabled's being treated in separate areas. That's what fractionally keeps us apart. That's what, you know, keeps us apart and we're not together. Well, I encourage every disabled person to support another disabled person. That's my open mic for tonight. Get together with your fellow disabled person. Whatever they got, it doesn't matter. They're disabled. Okay? It doesn't matter. Oh, I'm going to only go with the blind person because I'm blind. And I'm going to only go with the, what do you call, the deaf.
But that,
you know,
wouldn't matter either if we were equal.
But listen to
if
me.
If that's what
it
people
want
to do, let them.
They could do that. But when it comes to equality.
But if we were equal, who would care? What would it matter?
Here's the problem, and I'll tell you what it is. You could be spending tons of money on giving tickets out for getting enforcement or even jailing people, okay? And yet, you'll be making things harder, okay? And yet, you won't get equality because the people aren't together fighting together. That's
no, 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 no. You don't just give out tickets and put people in jail. You make it so that everybody can access it.
Well, then that's a better situation.
You teach people a lesson by enforcement.
Yes.
That's the key. Not just give out tickets, and that doesn't make any damn sense. You gotta put action behind that.
I know.
That's the thing. And if blind people want to go hang out with blind people only or whatever, that
that's fine.
You can't stop that.
No, but what I'm saying is not like a hangout situation, okay? It's more like a disabled person should show camaraderie to another disabled person. It's a little different than just friendship. Camaraderie is like, although I don't know what you're experiencing, I stand up with you and I fight for the
overall
good.
But that's not
going to
make people equal.
True, but
you have to fix it. You have to make it so the person can understand it and read it and be equal.
I understand.
That's what you got to do.
I understand.
People concentrate too much on the wrong things.
Well, let me finish. So say if I am another disabled person, all right, I'm not blind for argument's sake, but I'm legally blind right now, but just say I wasn't blind at all, and I only was on a wheelchair, and I'm not hearing impaired, all right, which I am still, and I come and I say, you know, hey, I want to, you know, get things done, and I want to, you know, but I don't know anything about, you know, the blind movement, so I'm not going to participate in the blind movement. That's where it's at right now. You know,
but it
if
wouldn't
I,
matter if everything was equal.
Even if it was,
because
everything
there wouldn't
that was
there,
equal.
There wouldn't be there wouldn't be anything to do along
but
those
lines. But let me
explain
what I'm trying to say is to get that to the point that everything is equal. You need people to join together to make it equal.
I don't agree with that. They've been joining together for years.
Agree.
Where the hell did it get us?
No,
I don't
different.
Agree with that.
It's different, Frank. You could say to
I
the
don't
to
agree
your,
with that.
You could say
you need
to
get these damn politicians to wake up. You need to get these agencies to put money behind this. To
and
make
they're
going
to say to you, show me
equal.
The petition. Show me the people that are affected by this. Yeah, they're going to
well,
say
that.
Well,
that's the wrong approach, too, because everybody is affected by
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Show
so,
me the
you know
people
what?
That would be affected if nobody could read the traffic lights.
Everybody.
They're going about it the wrong way. That's why
that's
we're not equal.
That's the problem. That's why we're not equal is right. But you know I'm playing devil's advocate right now. I believe wholeheartedly in a sight's way, and I believe wholeheartedly in the way in which we've said it to be.
It's got
but
nothing
just,
to do with numbers. It has to do with equality. They're
that's
looking
cool.
at it in the wrong way. Look at all the people in nursing homes.
Oh, yeah. This point.
There's numbers.
Yeah.
How come they still got nursing homes?
Because they want to make money. That's all it is.
Yeah. Well, there's other ways to make money.
Yes, there is.
You
they
know.
Could even take those nursing homes, get money
would
from
be
the
equal.
Government. You could take the money that you're getting from the government hand over fist and create apartments for people and keep them in apartments. Why can't you do that? That's what bothers me the most, you know, and have people, aides coming in and on shifts to come, you know, either a split shift or aides come in and allow these people to go out
then people
and do
would
whatever
be
they
more
want.
Equal.
That's right. Somebody said something to me, oh, then that would be just an assisted living, so why not just put them in an assisted living? I said, no, it's different. They would each have their own apartment, and they would, you know, it would be covered by the government. It won't be independent living
assisted
that's not covered
living
by
is
the
a
government.
A person with a regular apartment.
Yeah. Exactly. That's right. They have something called now, what's called independent living. It's just like we mentioned it. It's a full apartment. Nobody, you get your own aid and stuff like that. The only difference is all the shopping, all the doctors are all in one area. But, you know, I don't know. The thing that I don't like about it is that if they don't like, they come in and they evaluate you, they still could come in, evaluate you, send the doctor and all that. They could still ship you off to a nursing home if something goes wrong. That's
oh, yeah.
the key. Yeah.
Because you're under the system.
That's right.
Yeah. That's the whole thing. If you're under the, and not only that, because... All right, if they have those places like that, why don't they get rid of all the damn nursing homes and put the money in to helping people like that?
Good question. They're starting to bring
See?
About these independent
the
living
key.
Centers. But
get rid of the damn nursing homes.
That's right.
Then you wouldn't be able to put people in there, would you?
No, you wouldn't.
Then people would be more equal, wouldn't they?
They would be. And you know what? Then they
There's
would open
the answer.
A can of worms. Can of worms that the government just doesn't want to open because then everything would need to be accessible, wouldn't it? You know?
Well, the nursing homes are accessible. They have to be.
That's the key. So if they have to be accessible, the nursing homes, why don't they make them apartments? They're not going to lose the money, the owners. They're still going to have the money. No, from the government.
Well, if they made them accessible, then why didn't they finish the job and go all the way?
Right. The thing that is mind-boggling, they got from the government $700 billion, and they're still taking the money of the person who's in the nursing home? That is disgraceful.
What do you mean? When did they clarify that $700 billion?
They met in 2015. Right.
2015?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, the later figure is higher than that.
No, not 2015. I'm sorry. 2019. I'm so sorry. My fault. 2019.
2019 was what?
About 700. I'm sorry?
167 billion, you said?
Yes. You're right. I'm sorry. Wrong amount.
Yeah, you got the wrong figure.
Yeah, I got the wrong figure. Sorry. Yeah, 167 billion. But still, it's a lot of money.
Sure.
No matter what. $167 billion, okay, they got for people in nursing homes. And they still wanted their measly check every month and their pension and only give them $50. What?
Oh, yeah, because it's a modern death camp.
It is a death camp. It is a genocide. More than that, I mean, I cannot. It's a systematic removal of disabled population.
People should be equal, which means that they should have the right to remain in their own apartment with the help that they need. That would make people equal.
People think, oh, I have money. It won't affect me, but I'm going to tell people something real scary, okay? Just think of this. You fall in your house. You call an ambulance. You get taken to the hospital, okay? And they know that you're going to go home, but they won't let you go home because they want you to go to rehabilitation. All right. You go to rehabilitation, and they say, you're not going home until you get a two-person assist. Well, if you do have a lot of money, you probably could get that two-person assist and probably a whole hospital in your house. But that's neither here nor there. But if you were, say, middle class or upper middle class, you probably couldn't afford it. Even somebody who was beyond that, like, you know, in the almost what you would call, I'd say, you know, right at the rich point, but not super rich, you probably still couldn't afford it either. Because
you could probably get
a
lawyer and hold him at the court and fight him on it if you had the money.
And fight him on it, yeah.
All right, inner sight.
It's crazy. It is.
Open mic brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. Thank you for the food. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Tom River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. BigEastAkitaRescue.org. Check them out. Hey, my buddy Anthony Kennedy, Realty. Thank you for your $100 gift. Anthony Kennedy, Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info on the real estate market. 631-888-1186. A good friend to Inner Sight. You need dog food, cat food, medical. Nobody Starved on Long Island is the organization to call. Talk to Gary. And if you're disabled, and I'll give you the number in a minute. If you're disabled and you have trouble getting the food, let him know. He can sometimes bring it to you. 631-484-3085 is the number for Nobody Starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. And we have helped people through Gary's organization, and he has helped people, so we know that he's reliable and he's for real.
Yes, he is.
All right. Inner Sight, open mic, the program where you can pick your own topic. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our number 631-224-3090. We need a corporation or a few corporations to sponsor our idea, Volunteers for Freedom, and make a difference. Now, let me explain how that would work. Home health aid, certified, all right, make it official, certified, would donate their time to make up for the hours that the state won't provide to keep a person out of a nursing home. And we would compensate those volunteers financially in accordance with the amount of hours that they spend. That has to be worked out. In other words, let's say they spend 4 hours. You know, that could be equivalent to, I don't know, their car insurance or maybe their phone.
Yeah.
You know, phone bill. So we want to be able to have a fund to do that. You know, if we had a fund like that, we could contact the independent living centers and say, hey, anybody you're helping with these programs, if the state won't pay for the hours, we got it covered. We got it covered, and I bet you any money they'll work with us.
Yeah, they will.
They'll have
no choice but to.
So we need to raise, we estimate, $25 million to start this program, to get this thing off the ground. Now, that would include hiring a fundraising firm that would also do public relations for us.
Yeah.
So any corporations out there who want to make a difference, Inner Sight is registered with the state. We're a nonprofit and all that stuff. Contact us, innersight@pmpmail.com without attachments, or call us. You can look up the website, innersight.info. You see the petitions up there. And the phone number again, 631-224-3090. Looking for a corporation or more than one to help us raise the money. All right, Inner Sight trying to make a difference. And we urge all agencies to help us raise that money if they want to help people stay out of nursing homes. Our goal with that is to get rid of the nursing homes. Be it known, we're not gonna tell you that we want them there, that they're good places. No, get rid of them. We don't want
That's
them
true.
There.
Nope.
And being honest, I would say 99% of people who are disabled don't want them there either.
Don't like them.
All right, Inner Sight. All the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them. Corey Avanti, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell. We remember them as we do every night. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Let's see. Able News. You got the Able News lined up?
Yeah, hang on.
Let it rip.
All right, hang on. So I could just froze the site a bit.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. 1 second. Oh, come on. Be nice to me.
Able News. Here we go.
All right. And it's going.
Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. The open mic and Inner Sight is trying to set the example. We've been doing that for years. Some years back, we went to the town of Islip here in Long Island, and we wanted to make everything in the village and the town accessible. And the councilman at the time said, you know, let's start with the village. You know, we raised the first $500 to help put up an accessible traffic light for the people who couldn't read the regular crossing signs, you know. Well, that was just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to go and do the whole thing and raise the money and try to get grants. And well, long story short, the town wrote to the agencies. You see, this is why we're not equal. This example that I'm talking about right here. The town wrote to the agencies. We told them, you're not going to get help from these people. Oh, no, they're going to help us.
No, they're not.
So we said, go ahead. Every agency that they wrote to, about four different ones, declined.
Geez.
Oh, we wish you luck, but we can't get involved. You know? So you want to know why we're not equal? There it is, right there.
There is it, right there.
We wanted to start with one simple town.
Mm-hmm.
The town clerk currently, our good friend Olga Murray, who's a supporter of Inner Sight, not just with words.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She's given several hundred dollars in donations already.
Yes, she has.
You know, she wants the whole town made accessible. You know, but she's not the mayor of the town.
Nope.
She's only one person.
That's right.
She wants it. She would love to do it. So you wonder why we're not equal? There's so many
reasons
why.
Yep.
You know? I mean, start, even if you want to start on a lower level. Look what happened. Why do these stupid-ass people listen to these agencies? They obviously don't know what they're doing if they don't want to make a town completely accessible. So there you have it, world.
The opposite, take it out to bid. Something like that.
213-816-1650 if you want to call in and create your own subject. Open mic, whatever you want to talk about. How are we doing? Anybody on the line?
Let me check. Yeah, Louie.
All right.
Okay.
Tuesday
Lovey
night,
drops.
Open mic.
Yep,
huh?
Lovey Drops is on the line. Love Drops, Louie. Lovey Drops, Louie.
Oh, Louie, all right. Let's get Louie in here. We're going to promote
Friday night.
Talk about Friday night.
All right, here he comes.
Open mic, Louie the Lip, Inner Sight.
Hey, Louie.
Suzanne Taurasi.
How you doing, Louie?
How are you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
I miss your phone call. I miss a good frolics for Friday, but you didn't call. Because only Frank Perino on the voice on the phone, you know?
I had a little bit of an issue that I had to deal with.
Well, Jimmy Dinigan clogged up the toilet bowl.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, toilet bowl, why?
Yeah, Jimmy clogged it up because he wanted to go to reform school.
You know why? Because he doesn't have the swab to do this.
That's a good thing he didn't have any swab. He would have thrown that down there, too.
Yeah, probably.
We're in the right bathroom for the ladies, you know? And then he took that swab and tickle their fancy wherever in the restroom something like that.
We used to have a bathroom right in the classroom.
Oh,
yeah.
They put a bathroom in there.
They probably had to lock the door after a
while.
They
were worried about being sued. They didn't want blind people wandering around the hall.
Sorry.
Yeah, put the bathroom in the classroom. That was the biggest, stupidest mistake they ever made.
Yeah, because a lot of people would stay in there probably. Oh, he's got his combo.
All right.
No, you didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it? Okay. It's for Friday night.
I didn't hear it either.
I didn't hear it either. Oh, what is that?
Hey, Lou.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, Friday night, I want to do the Mamba with, you know, the Mamba episode with Jackie Gleason?
Mama loves Mambo.
Yeah. So Friday night when you come on the show, try to have the drum out. We're gonna do a.
What do you want? A guaguancó, someone doing a cha cha cha.
No Mamba.
Yeah, Mamba. Yeah, whatever you want.
A Mamba. Yeah.
Yeah.
Friday night.
Yeah, that's a good one right there.
That's it.
That's it.
Oh, Carlos is teaching you to do the Mamba.
Hey.
For a minute, I didn't know what you were doing over there.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to be one thing on Friday. And hey, Lou, can you imitate Pat Cooper?
Yeah. My name is Jerry Lewis, introducing to Pat Cooper. Hey, Pat Cooper, what you been up to? You're going to have a joke with Jerry Lewis and my buddy in the ladies' bathroom, giving a love job to the crazy ladies. Rosanna, Dana, or you want Jerry Lewis to speak to the telephony?
Telephony, okay.
All right, Friday night.
Friday night.
Pat Cooper.
He's
going to dress
Cooper,
up like
yes
a girl.
Oh, my.
Going to be Patty Cooper.
And it's going to be Patty, Roseanne, and Dana. Don't show on that. He's excited.
Ow. That's too cute. Are you there, Lou?
I'm there. I'm Jerry Lewis. I'm talking to Rosanna, Dana, and Suzanne, and Frank Perea on the ringy.
Oh, okay. I don't know if Frank is there anymore. Something happened with his phone.
Now, if I forget Friday night, somebody remind me. Pat couldn't dress up like a girl.
Okay.
Me, okay.
Now, wait a minute.
I can't
go on like that. My stockings are crooked.
Yeah, the stock is not cooking. All right, just wear it and walk around, you know.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. He's going to dress like a woman and get stuck in the woman's bathroom.
That's it.
Yeah, stuck in the woman's bathroom.
Hey, we got to give the women vitamins with the love drops.
There you go.
Make sure they got the vitamins.
What do you want? Vitamin E, C, D?
That's it.
He's got you covered, Frank.
Vitamin G for girls.
There you
and
go.
And
they
got
no
ladies
going to
sit
G
on my lap, too.
And gummies at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, gummies. You can use gummies and you can sit on my lap and go.
Oh,
cut that out. Now cut that out.
Yeah, the lady's gonna sit on my lap and give me.
Yeah. Good thing we're not on television.
Yeah, I can't. The lady gotta get off my lap. I can't breathe.
Especially if you gotta wear a mask.
Ow. Those ladies went ow. Ooh.
Hey, Louie. Come on, give us a commercial for Friday. We'll tell the people what to do.
Yeah, tell us what it's going on.
I'm too shy to say it.
Oh, get
come
out
on,
of
Lou.
Here.
You're not shy.
I'm too shy, Suzanne. I'm too shy. You got to help me.
You could start off, and if you need help, I'll put something in. So go ahead.
Hello. My name is Lori Rivera. On the ringy ringy telephony on the opening mic on the microphone, y'all get the microphone fixed and give it to Jerry Lewis or Dean Martin or Rosanna Dana.
Okay.
Make sure you tune in on a Friday night from 8 to 9 p.m. on the Folix on Intersights Block Talk Radio. And listen to this. And the phone was 1-213-816-1650. And we'll call the crazy Suzanne Taurasi and Frank Perino. We got a lot of laughter going on.
That's good.
We're having a lot of laughter and cracking funny bone.
Yeah.
And
all
many more. And don't forget to call me on the Frog Home on a Friday night, and I'll be ready to call you.
Oh,
all right.
Good.
Thanks a lot, Lou.
Thank you, Lou.
We'll see you Friday.
Hey, listen, Suzanne gave me a hug because I love you.
Oh, I love you too. You know that.
Love drop.
Okay, you take care, all right?
Yeah,
you
I like
all
that
right.
hug. I like that hug. You take care.
Oh,
call
yeah.
you Friday. Have a good one.
You
thanks,
too,
Lou.
Okay? All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. Funny, isn't he? All right.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Open mic in a site. I want to thank our friends at the Long Island Coalition who did the last news release on the service dog month and now will be working on the new one.
No, yeah.
On the new show that we started, and you can hear it tomorrow night and every Wednesday, 8 to 9, Nursing Homes Kill People.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of them.
That's right.
And we need people to call in. We need people to get together. We need people to talk about what goes on in nursing homes. We need people to call us from nursing homes.
Yes, that'd be great.
That's right. Call us right from the damn place.
Yep.
We're not afraid.
No, we're not. But
I don't know of any other show. I don't know of any other program.
Remember I used to do the show from inside the nursing home?
What?
Remember one time I did a couple of shows from inside the nursing home?
No, I don't remember that. When was that?
Yeah, I did. I was in, you know, nursing home for a really rather short time for rehabilitation, and I did a couple of the shows from right inside the nursing home.
Oh, we talked to you from when you were in there.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
It was quite a while ago.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, Joe was on that show.
Yeah, he was.
I remember. All right, tomorrow night, you'll hear a lot of different, you'll hear things that you didn't know exist, you know, and... on our program, our weekly show, Get Rid of the Nursing Home, 9 o'clock, 8 to 9, I should say, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio, Inner Sight, Wednesday night. All right, and Suzanne is the host of that show.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. If you want to call in and voice your opinion on anything, And just to give you one piece of information, you heard us mention it before, $172 billion spent on these nursing homes within the last year or so. So that part of our proposal that we're working on and we're going to get written up, it's a four-part proposal. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow night.
Yeah, and I'm going to try and find more information using that skilled nursing news,
I think
it's called. Yeah, I'll call them maybe.
We have to call Angela, too, at the Able News.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Inner Sight. And open mic. Anything that you want to sound off about. Now, I don't know, has there been any more information about Mr. Colin Powell who passed away?
Oh, no,
have you
I
heard
haven't.
Anything?
No, let me look, though. I could look.
Look that up, see if we can find. Somebody told me that he had taken the vaccine.
Yeah, he did.
You
but
know.
I think it was not that his death was related to COVID. You know, who knows if he had the variant? Well, if you're making a vaccine, don't you think you'll include the variant, or at least the booster?
You know, how come it didn't protect him in any event?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know. But see what you can if you can find the info.
Oh, here it is.
I
found something
on
Yahoo News. Colin Powell's death doesn't contraindicate efficacy of the coronavirus vaccines, experts say. I don't know. Colin Powell's first. I'm sorry.
Wait, read that again. You didn't make any sense. What did you say?
It said Colin Powell's death doesn't contraindicate efficacy of coronavirus vaccines, experts say.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, they have you believe that, I mean, come on, did he take the vaccine or didn't he?
Wait a minute. The fact remains that unvaccinated people are 11 times more likely to die than those who have been vaccinated against COVID-19.
I don't believe that.
I know.
Not if you're taking measures.
The proper, right.
To prevent. I mean, what's 11%? Nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
If you take measures to build up your immune system, you can knock that 11% right out.
That's right.
That's the key.
If they said 50% more likely,
system.
Then that's a bigger number, I think.
Well, it's a bigger risk, but you can still take
yeah.
stuff to, you know.
Yeah.
They don't put any of that in there.
No,
they
don't.
Why don't they see? Now there's where they should say, however.
Yeah.
If you fortify your immune system, and then they ought to quote several holistic doctors telling you what you
mm-hmm.
can take and get to do that. See?
Mm-hmm.
I
and
mean, that's a half-assed statement.
These vaccinations should also include, you know, within the vaccine, a holistic approach. They don't do that. You know,
yeah,
I feel if you're going to do, like, a genetic type of vaccine, you should also include the holistic within the same vaccine. Why not make
it a
world-wide vaccine?
No. I don't think you can mix that. I don't think you can.
I don't know.
There's certain things you can't mix.
Well, you probably could investigate it first.
Certain things you can't mix. But there is a way to make a vaccine where you can put organic stuff in it. See? Nobody has created a vaccine like that that I know of.
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Why isn't there the freedom of choice? You want this vaccine, which is generic, or you want the one that's holistic?
Yeah, exactly.
No freedom of choice, world, in America.
Definitely. Yeah.
So there's the answer right there. You know, create a better way, a better system.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, you know what he also had? Multiple myeloma, blood cancer. He was immunocompromised.
What is that, a muscular?
No. I believe myeloma, myo is indicative of malignancy of, I guess, yeah, the muscle, I don't know. It's a blood cancer, from what they said. Myo, maybe in the spinal area, I don't know. Because when they were originally telling me what showed on one of my, they said myelopathy for me on one of
they
the
They said
reports.
Complications of,
from
the virus.
He was immunocompromised and blood cancer called multiple myeloma.
Well, he needed a lot of different substances for that, too, that they undoubtedly didn't give him.
Right.
You know. They only believe in one way. When you're fighting a battle and you're in a war, and that's like a war when you get a disease, you got to call in everything. Not just one way. You know, you call upon everything that can reduce the germs and the virus and all that. And that's what they don't do. They're prejudiced.
Yeah.
Against the goodness of the earth. Why did Jesus say, anoint thyself with oil?
Because he meant it.
But there was a reason why he said that.
Because the oils.
And if you look at the oils and what they can do and how they help people, then you understand why he said that.
Well, you go back in history and people had a mort and pestle. Doctors had the mort and pestle. Nobody else had the mort and pestle but the doctors. I don't understand why people would just, you know, it's not, you know, of something that you have to, you know, use. Nowadays, they don't have that, you know. That's something that people should be using more of.
Because they don't believe in the old remedy, the old ways. Look at how the church tried to stop the women from helping people back in the 1600s. Why? Money. See? They wanted people to come to the church and give money and get prayed over to be healed.
Yeah.
And the women in 16, a lot of them said, no, you don't have to. Here, take this. Here's a potion. Here's the, you know, whatever it was that they created, and of course they labeled them as evil when it was the other way around.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yeah.
And you still have hospitals today that are Catholic hospitals that don't respect people's wishes. I witnessed it with Joe Arion.
Oh, I remember that.
And they kept sending a nun in there and a priest.
Uh-huh.
And he was
Jewish. Yeah.
And he complained about it. He didn't he didn't want those people in his room.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody is one religion
and
you keep sending another religion in there, that's overt, you know, anti-Semitism right there. And I'm not Jewish, and I could tell you that. You know, but
it
would be just
very,
the same. If they sent the rabbi, if they sent a rabbi into a Catholic person's room, you better darn believe they're going to complain about it, you know?
Yeah. And on top of it, I tried to explain to this nun who his doctor was and to call him, and they never did.
Yeah.
They let him lay there and waste away.
Plus, I also think Joe was scared about, you know, his, you know, life totally blind, too, you know.
Oh, of course, sure, I was scared.
Yeah.
If he'd have put me in charge of the whole thing, I could have saved his life. If you listen to
me. Yeah, I know. I know.
Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And, you know, like I say, I might die, but I'm going to die my way, not their way.
Right. I don't have a person who's my healthcare proxy at all. I don't.
Oh,
I don't trust anybody.
Should pick one out. Find somebody.
I know.
Why don't you pick a dog?
Yeah, right. That'd be a new thing.
Sure. That'll make the news.
That sure would. Woman picks
pick a
dog.
Dog as your help, as your proxy. What?
Because a woman picks dog as healthcare proxy because she didn't trust anybody.
Why not? Dogs are very, very intelligent. They know what's going on inside somebody.
Yeah.
I would pick my dog.
Yeah.
You better believe it. In fact, maybe I should make it official.
Yeah, you gonna do it? I don't think you could.
Damn right.
I don't think you could.
My dog is my proxy.
But I don't, no, you can't do it because it's not in the proxy law. I'm serious.
I don't know. Well, then I'll go against that.
You should.
I trust my dog a lot more than I trust any person with my health.
Yeah. Yeah. But you got to make sure that, you know, you renew that every time you need a new dog, you know?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, and let's see, tomorrow night's the big shoe.
Yes, it is.
You know, get rid of these stupid nursing homes.
That's right.
Join us tomorrow night, 8 to 9, and we'll try to have a couple of callers. We have one woman we're currently helping who I believe is still in the nursing home. We'll try to get her on the line tomorrow night.
That'd be nice.
And another woman who we helped to get out, maybe we can get them to call in, check up on how Mary is anyway. She was in the hospital for
not
a while.
Not feeling well, yeah.
All right, that's tomorrow night. Thursday night, we got a good show for you. Why don't the agencies raise a stimulus for us?
That's right.
Let them get half of it from the government. Yeah.
That'd be nice.
We need it.
Yep.
We could use a nice stimulus, especially with the holidays coming up. And a lot of stores now are starting very early with the holiday shopping.
Yeah.
Where's the stimulus? Government won't do it. Let the agencies do it. Friday night's the funnies. All right, we got to get out of here. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay.
On Nursing Homes Kill People, Get Rid of Them.
That's right.
Thank you very much for listening. Open mic. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And we're reaching out. We're reaching out to try to get a public service announcement on these nursing homes. So any radio stations interested, contact us.
Yep.
We contacted one person. We're trying to maybe get a celebrity to
associate.
Do a PSA.
Right.
Get the word out there.
Yes.
Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening. Suzanne, co-host, engineer. And tomorrow night, 8 to 9, where you can learn more about these nursing homes. things that people don't know. You know, so we will reveal that.
Yeah.
You know. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.